WITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 plus years, none other than in the person of,
amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry, a ministry that is exclusively designed to empower and impact the people of God, to help prepare us for the coming of the Lord so that we can learn how to be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. We are going through times, people, where people's hearts are fainting around them all the time. And you know what? God does not want us to be that defeated saint. He doesn't want us to be defeated. And you know the good thing about it? We don't have to be defeated. Amen. We can stand on the promises and the premises of what God's word says. Amen. And all we have to do is stay true. Amen. Stay true to him and stay loyal to the things of God. That's what we're going to be talking about today, how loyalty brings blessings to you. Staying loyal to the things of God brings blessings. And you know, we all have gotten off track. We all have done that. So, Lady Townsend, if you so kindly will, you know, the Lord kind of laid something on my heart to do today, too, after you take the prayer request. And there's a little song that the Lord laid in my spirit I'd like to share, something that we just kind of do sometimes at church, but I want to do it here while we're here at the station to just kind of open up the atmosphere for what it is that the Lord dropped in my spirit to do. So right now we're going to give it over to Lady Townsend and ask her if she so kindly will, if she will just come on, share a scripture with us and to pray in Jesus' name. God bless you to all my family out there in Facebook land. Brother Chico, God bless you. Brother, a man of God, Harvey Horton. Brother Kenneth Smith, God bless you to all my brothers and sisters out there on today. Truly, I'm honored, amen, to be a servant of the Most High God. My wife and myself, we're honored, amen, here to serve you, amen, so that we can help you as well as you help us, because we're all in this together. So without any further preliminary, Lady Townsend.
Amen. Coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the word that reminds us, hallelujah, that true love, glory to God, it's you, amen, pureness of heart, amen. And we, each and every day, walk that same thing, and we can have it through you, not of our own, but through you, God.
Yes.
Amen. Because the scripture reminds us we can do all things to Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Us.
Hallelujah.
God, we can love the way you said, hallelujah, glory to God. And
yes,
that's the only way that's pleasing to you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And I thank you today, God, that you continue to help us day by day. Because, God, we will not have any excuses on that day when we stand before you.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us day by day to be all that you call us to be.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
All that you call us to do. Amen. We thank you today, God, as we pray for one another. But truly, God, without truly loving the way you said, we're still walking unjustly, Lord, day by day. Praise God. We have to do it your way. Amen. We don't care what the flesh say. Amen. We have to bring the flesh down daily.
Yes,
amen.
Father.
The flesh don't have true love. Oh, God, we thank you today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
As you keep us on this narrow way, as you help
yes,
us, God,
Lord,
to be all that you call us to be. In the name of Jesus. God, we just pray for one another. But we need each other, God. We cannot live in this world without doing the things you commission us to do, God, and still be in good standing with you. Oh, God, we just thank you today. We pray for those that need you right now. We lift them up, God, because we know that you're the only way. You're the truth, you're the light. And we just thank you today.
Yes,
and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, in this day, touch somebody's heart to turn from their wicked way and turn to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give your name the praise, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, I just feel led to share this with God's people today. Y'all bear with me just a little bit because this is just in my spirit. Praise be to God. So y'all bear with me just a little bit. I just feel like giving God some praise right about now. He's worthy to be praised. Sometimes, you know, we just get a little ahead of ourselves, but we just want to give a little glory to his name, if that's okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's just begin to worship him now.
Thank
just
you, Jesus.
A few moments, let's entertain his presence. Let's worship him right now. Just give him glory. Close your eyes and lift your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him in your own way how much you love him. Tell him in your own way what he means to you.
I thank you, Lord. In my own way. You've been so good to me. You've been good to me.
I sing praises to your name.
Oh, yes, I do, Lord. It is. Hallelujah. 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 His name is great. And he's greatly to be praised. You know one thing about it, the devil don't like it when you praise God. He don't like it, Lady Townsend, when you magnify the Lord. But you know what? It scrambles his brains like eggs. That even in the midst of what you're going through, you're still able to give God some praise, Lady Townsend. What do you think about that?
Amen. He is worthy. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bishop, maybe you need to turn the other one off. But nevertheless, God is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Day in, day out, day in, day out, every day, all day long. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Nothing like a Savior. Praise the Lord. When you're feeling like it, you should praise Him. When you don't feel like it, you should praise Him.
Yes,
when give Him what's due to Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many times, I know personally, I praise God. Amen. I wasn't feeling my best and things were going wrong or whatever.
Yes.
But when I praised Him and when I got through, hallelujah, God has brought deliverance. God has brought healing.
Oh, yes,
and I know that to be true.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I am.
Yes, Lord.
Living with me.
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
I tell you what. Amen. As you said before, amen, I wasn't feeling my best either, but it ain't how we feel. It's what the Word of God says. And when the Word of God says that I've made you more than a conqueror, it doesn't matter what comes up against us, because greater is He that's inside of me than he that's inside the world. Praise be to God. And that's the reason why we want to speak about today, about our loyalty to God. Because, saints of God, when we're loyal to Him, I'm a living witness that He'll be loyal to you. Amen. And when we're loyal to Him, then we can receive the blessings from the Lord. I mean, a lot of times we do walk outside that loyalty. The enemy has a way of trying to discombobulate our thought process and try to get us all anxious and ahead of time. And that's what we want to speak about today, because that's what happened, Lady Townsend, with the prodigal son. The anxiousness and the cares of life began to make him feel as though that he was ready to go head on into life. Now, he had been at his father's house living, I wouldn't say a lavish lifestyle, but he was living in a place of comfortableness, I might say. He had a comfortable lifestyle. And he also knew that his father, watch this, was going to leave an inheritance for him. Some more food for thought, because in today's society, you know what? We're always looking for somebody to leave an inheritance. But it's very important that you understand, especially those of us in leadership positions, understand that it was the father preparing to leave an inheritance for his son. And unlike today, most of the leaders are looking for the congregation to leave something to them. It goes to show how backwards we've gone. It goes to show how we've become disloyal in our assessment as to pleasing God is all about. But this prodigal son, I don't know if friends got hold of him, and I don't know if outside influence had a way of getting him to conform to leaving out of the comfort zone of his home. But that's what the enemy will do. The enemy will make you forget about what God has in store for you. And he told his father, give me what's mine. I want it now. Now, notice there was an older brother there, too. And the older brother is supposed to signify wisdom, understanding. Now, you would think that being around a wise father, but see, wisdom doesn't always afford you the opportunity of allowing it to rub off on who it should at the time that it should. But I guarantee you that when we plant those seeds, no wonder the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Those seeds of wisdom are making their way in there. And yes, I know you got that hard-headed son. You've been a pastor of a church all your life, and you've been a deacon, and you've been a missionary, and it just seems like your child is going wayward more than everybody else's child. But I guarantee you, your loyalty toward God and the sincerity of your heart in the presence of the Lord around those children will have an impact.
Yes, yes.
Lady Townsend, I can remember how my mother used to be in the presence of the Lord all the time, praying.
Oh, we talk about that all the time.
Seeking God's counsel. Amen.
That's right.
And one of the things that I can say I learned from her is that, you know what, prayer certainly always changes things. Prayer always changes things. And so that's what I learned. And so that wisdom When I couldn't get in touch with mama, I learned I can get in touch with God. When I couldn't get in touch with nobody else, when I couldn't get in touch with pastor or nobody else, you can get in touch with God. That's what we've got to bring the people back to. I love being their pastor, but the truth of the matter is, listen, God is always above me, before me, and will always be nothing else next to me. I'm nothing next to him. I'm nothing. And that's the reason why we point the people back to stay loyal to God. Yes, admonish the leader as God's servant, and nothing more.
Nothing more.
The prodigal son got tricked out of his trophy and went to a faraway land and used up all of his resources. And there's a significance to the story that God is trying to get us to understand, because when you understand what God is saying through the significance of the story, you will take note something very important, that even in the body of Christ, if we ain't careful, we'll stay away in that foreign land and still thinking that everything is okay. The Bible says, Lady Townsend, after he got hungry, he came from good roots, but he just didn't let it get planted right inside of him. Because wherever there's good root, you're going to have some good fruit. But it doesn't mean that you've done something wrong. We think that because our sons and daughters became drug addicts, we must have done something wrong. Because our children became prostitutes or gangbangers, we must have done something wrong. Because this is a godly house. This is a house that gives God all the honor. And look what happened to our children. But I've got to tell you something, something you've forgotten. Every child, every person that came into this life came in on an assignment, aside from being birthed through your loins. They had a contract with God before they made their way into your loins. They had a contract with God while they were still just a divine spark of energy in the presence of God. And I know you've forgotten that, but it is true. And in many cases, even though you've lived for God, you've served God with your whole heart, yet that child says, I'm going to come down through those loins in the personification of somebody that is mentally retarded. But yet and still, I'll go, Father. I'm going to go down there, somebody, and through those loins and come out as a paraplegic. But that's the contract that we made with you. Everything ain't the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Everything ain't the devil. Everything is not a curse of the enemy. We have forgotten that. Jesus even summed it up, Lady Townsend, when they asked the question, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?
Mm-hmm.
No, dear children. It was part of the earthly contract and the heavenly contract that we made before this man came within the loins of his mother and father. We had established that he would come into this body, into this life, blind, so that the glory of God could be manifested. And you know what? He was loyal. He didn't come through the womb seeing. He was obedient. He came through the womb blind. Obedient to the things of God. Loyalty will bring greater blessings in our life later on. He didn't rebel against it. But that prodigal son, he started to rebel. But the wonderful thing about it is, Lady Townsend, he came to his senses after he started eating the hog husk and swine's husk and all of that stuff like that, and said, you know what, my father's servants are eating better than this. Sometimes we've got to realize many of us pastors have become prodigal sons too. We think that because we're the shepherds and the leaders that we can handle God's people any kind of way, and God is accepting that. But beloved son, beloved daughter, why do you think even though King David ruled over Israel, he took accountability that something was not right in his life, and he made this divine proclamation that we love to quote it, but do we really want to do it? Do we really want to understand how far we have fallen and went into a faraway country? Yes, we're still up in the pulpits preaching on Sunday, and yes, we're still squawking and hollering and emotionalizing the people. Yes, we're doing all of those things, but have we taken accountability how far we've really left from the presence of the Almighty God? We got people jumping and shouting and squawking and hollering and saying, yeah, come on, man. Yeah, we've got them doing all of that, but how far have we strayed like David acknowledged? For David said these words. Why did you say these words, David? Because as time went on, as I began to shepherd a little too long, as I began to pastor a little too long, I took on my own heart. I took on my own way of thinking. Yes, I read the scriptures. Yes, I eloquently present them to the people from Sunday to Sunday, from Bible class to Bible class. But yet my heart has become desperately wicked, for I think that I can talk to the people any kind of way I want. It's my way or the highway. And so now David comes to a conclusion like the prodigal son and realizes that if I don't make it back home the way that I'm supposed to, I'm going to be doomed for failure. And he says these words, create in me a clean heart, because in my kingship, I've got beside myself. I've taken my kingship and authority to a level to which it never should have been, because had I had the right kind of heart, I would not have looked at Bathsheba and lusted after her. But you see, I let my loyalty to God slip in another direction. My heart has become desperately wicked just because I'm the king. Just because now I'm the pastor, just because I am the leader, I can tell you what to do. No, my heart has become desperately wicked. Create in me a clean heart. And though I am hobololobokose, ratananadabakoshatalananabakosa, he said, create in me a clean heart and do what? Renew the right spirit, because this knockoff Holy Ghost ain't cutting it. It's keeping me from maximizing and achieving the level of loyalty that I'm supposed to. Create in me a clean heart and what? Renew what? The right spirit. Oh, there can be a spirit there, but is it the right spirit on the inside of us? Oh, yeah, there are many spirits. That's the reason why we're majoring in the minors and minoring in the majors. That's the reason why we're constantly trying to beg the folk to do this and beg the folk to do that. But when we get the right spirit down on the inside, and it's not one-sided, it ain't just for the leader, because, look, I tell you, when the house is right, when the head of the house is right, the rest of the house is going to be right. Now, that don't mean there's not going to be some challenges, Lady Townsend, that we have to address from time to time, but we're not going to let disorder take over the house. You see, after the prodigal son left, there was enough insight, wisdom, and understanding on the elder son to say, well, he gone, I might as well leave too. But he didn't leave, did he, Lady Townsend? He stood right there.
He wasn't too fond of daddy giving him a party either, because, you know, that's the same way it is in the day. The siblings, you know, there's, you know, it's so much this, you know, trust amongst each other and no, you know, the lack of love. We're living in that time where we see it. Some don't speak to their siblings for years and years and years, and that was never meant to be, you know, but that's the time we're living in.
It is. It is. But you know what? Loyalty to his father made him stay within the spectrum and the bounds of realizing that just because my brother did it don't mean I have to do it too. Sure, he felt that it was justifiable for him to talk to his dad and say, well, daddy, wait a minute now. If you got some loose screws here or what now, you having a party for Junior, and Junior, you know, he abandoned you. He done you wrong.
And I was right here with you.
Yeah, I was right here with you, daddy. Now, you know, when, and listen, Junior been gone 2 or 3 years, and as soon as Junior get back, you break out one of the fattest calves you got in there. You ain't did nothing like that for me, and I've been right here with you. But you know what? That just goes to show there's still a little boy, even in the grownest man. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how you getting quiet on me. There's still a little boy inside the grownest man. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how long you've been pastoring, how long you've been shepherding. It doesn't matter. There's still a little boy deep down inside of you that wants to have his way. You think I'm lying? Let the congregation don't do what you want for your anniversary. That little boy turned into a grown man so quick and started giving folks a piece of his mind. And letting them know that this ain't right, that ain't right, and forgot that Jesus said, when you go into the vineyard to work for me, whatever's right, I'll take care of it. He never told you the congregation was supposed to take care of you. He never said that. Now, the shepherd does reap the benefits that come from the sheep. Yeah, he gets him some wool when they get a little too full of wool and shaves it off and is able to probably take it to the market and watch this, be a blessing to other people with the extra wool that the sheep have been able to shed. And it's the same way in anything else, even when it comes to monetary, whatever monetary blessings we take in, we're supposed to be able to be a blessing to those outside the immediate sheepfold in the community. But in any event, God had to, should I say, through the word, God had to help us understand through the word that that son had to understand that, you know what, our Heavenly Father is always looking for us to return.
That's it.
Loyalty will make you return back to the place you're supposed to be. Loyalty. And that's one of the things.
Amen.
Yeah. Listen.
So God knows. He knows everything. And when we find ourselves, you know what I'm saying? When you know you're out there and you know you should be going back and going back where you can lay your head down at a comfort, but you know what I'm saying? But just out there, don't know where your next place you're going to eat or sleep at. And the enemy will get you out there till you get to the point you're too ashamed to come back. And that's what he's doing to a lot of people out today. You know, they done went so far out there until the enemy is making them feel like that, you know.
That's right.
They don't deserve no more.
That's,
but God wants you. He wants you. He loves you. You'll find out he's your only true love.
Yes. And he wants you to return. And that's the reason why Judas had the same opportunity to return. But see, what happens is when you operate in a spirit of disloyalty from the start, you're saying all the right things, you're quoting all the right words, but that heart, everybody around him couldn't really see his heart, only Jesus. Jesus said, have I not chosen 12 of y'all and one of you is a devil? And they yet still didn't understand, even in them, this is the reason why, even amongst the congregation, discernment is needed at an all-time high, more so than anything, because when Jesus said, one of you shall betray me, they all should have known who it was right from the start. But they said, is it I, Lord? Is it I? Is it me? Is it me? Am I the one that's going to betray you? And then even after he betrayed Jesus, he still had a choice. But see, when you let the devil get you, and once he gets your mind, he doesn't relinquish it too easy. But that's what I like about Peter, is because even after Peter cussed and said that, Lord, I don't know this man, he cussed and did all type of things and said, look, I don't know him. Forget y'all. I don't know this man. And he went away, and the Bible says he wept bitterly. But you know what I like? Like the prodigal son, Lady Johnson, he came to his senses.
Yes.
The loyalty that he knew he had with the Lord, he had to let that surface again. He had to bite the lick and say, yes, I have done wrong, like the prodigal son. I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you, Father. But if you will allow me to come back. See, that's the coalition between the prodigal son and Peter. Peter cussed the Lord. I don't know that mother F. I don't know him. Get the F out of my face. I don't know that man. I mean, he just flat right. I don't know what Greek way that they cussed back in them days and Aramaic ways that they cussed back then. Those of y'all that's skilled in the Greek and the Hebrew, maybe you can look that up for me, what cuss words they used back in them days, because they say Peter cussed him, but nobody really goes into depth to explain it. You theologians that love to expound on the Greek and the Hebrew means this and the Greek means that. Tell us what cuss words they use so that we just won't be pondering and just speculating certain things. But anyway, when the 120 went to the upper room, guess who showed up with them? He bit the lick because the loyalty in him, I know they're going to look at me funny, but I'm coming back. I know they're going to talk about me, how I betrayed the Lord, but you know what? Loyalty will make you forget about what everybody else thinks about you and get back to the place that God has commanded you to be. Lady Townsend, you remember not long ago when COVID was in place and a lot of the churches had shut down and people were not going to church and many people had formulated prayer lines. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We had a prayer line. And we were inviting the saints to the prayer line. And we had gave them a number to call and to join us on the prayer line. And I had given them the number, Lady Townsend, and I was in the prayer room line waiting. And you know what they did? They texted me and said, Bishop, we're in the prayer room line waiting for you. Where are you? I said, I'm in here. Where y'all at? And you know what? The wrong spirit was on Bishop Townsend. I said, I'm in the prayer room. Where are y'all at? I'm on the prayer line. Where are y'all at? They said, well, we're on the prayer line, Bishop. We don't know what's going on. I said, well, y'all must have got in the wrong prayer room because I'm sitting right here. And then I thank God for my help meet because she said, well, did you check the number to see what number you gave them? I said, yeah. She said, well, then what number did you dial? I gave them the right number, but I dialed the wrong number.
Yes, Lord.
Lady Towns, you remember that? I dialed the wrong number while I'm falsely accusing them and listen, ready to be like Peter and ready to cuss folks out and say, y'all are wrong, y'all ain't did this, y'all are did. And then when you helped me come to my senses, you know what I had to do, don't you?
Yeah, you had to repent. And you
I didn't sweep it under the rug, as most people would do. They'll sweep it under the rug.
Bishop, you wasn't going to cuss nobody. Don't say that because people of today would take the wrong.
Well, that's where they mind already at, Lady Townsend. That's where they mind already at. So even still, but you're absolutely correct. No, I don't cuss. Like Ricky Smiley said, I don't cuss, but the neighbors got me stirred up. See, I learned that from the neighbors. No, I don't cuss, but I was very wrought with them.
Right.
And because I was wrought with them, I was ready to give them a good tongue lashing rebuking. And then you know what? After I found my error, after I found that my heart wasn't right, after I found that my spirit was not in the right place, you know what my next move was? Now somebody would have said, well, Bishop, just pull them to the side and say, I'm sorry. No. I openly rebuked them. Therefore, I openly owed them an apology.
That's right. That's it.
And I had to get before the congregation, the same ones that I falsely accused, and said I operated in the wrong. See, when you're a real shepherd, when you're a real pastor, when you have that heart after God's own heart, I had to go before them and say, would y'all please forgive me? I acted in unaccordance that conducive of a godly shepherd and allowed my flesh to get in the way, which was wrong. Because the pot can't call the kettle black. Amen, somebody.
That's true.
You can't jump in the water and save somebody else from drowning when you're drowning yourself. Amen, somebody. Sometimes we forget Amen. About just because we're pastors and leaders that we have been afforded that opportunity to rebuke everybody else and don't be rebuked ourselves.
Amen.
But I assure
Amen.
You, when the Holy Ghost rebuked me, he said, go back to them people. Go back to them. You know, we always want to do something, pull me to the side. Pastor, if I done wrong. No, if you done openly sinned, you need to be openly rebuked. That's what the Bible say. But you forgot, that worked for pastors too. That worked for leaders too. That worked for leaders too.
Hallelujah.
So we go back to the word of God that tells us that when the prodigal son came to his senses, church, we got to come to our senses. I don't care if you've been pastoring 30, 40 years. We got to come to our senses. We have got to be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing, pleasing to God. And I went to them with tears in my eyes. Not because I'm the shepherd and say, well, y'all pastor made a mistake. y'all, I don't know what I was thinking. No, please forgive me. I was wrong. I had no right to think that about you all. As watch this, as loyal as you all have been to this ministry, I had no right. Would y'all please forgive me? You heard me say with tears in my eyes, not putting on a show, but genuinely remorseful like Peter when he returned to the upper room. There probably was tears in his eyes. He knew he had done wrong, but it doesn't matter what y'all think about me. I want to be right with God.
Yeah,
when you want to be right with God, you don't care. Listen, if they kick you out of the church, you don't care because you want to be right with God.
That's it. That's it, Bishop.
And the only way they can kick you out, God didn't put you in there. They put you in there. When God puts you in there, they can't kick you out. That's the reason why these traditions is keeping us bound. Well, we got to see what the deacons say. Last time I checked, Go to show you how backwards we done got in the word. Last time I checked, it was the pastors, the apostles, that appointed the deacons. Now it's the deacons appointing the pastors. Something wrong. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again. The deacons now got to put their head together to see who's going to be the pastor, who we are going to, we're going to choose between. I know the apostle said it this way. When they got ready to even become deacons, it was the apostles. He said, now y'all pick between yourselves somebody that's worthy. Watch this. That we may appoint, that I may appoint, not you deacons appoint together. Y'all find somebody that's right. And then God gives the godly wisdom for the pastor to say whether or not I think that there'll be a good choice. But it's so backwards now. Everything is out of order. If the deacons don't like the pastor, then he ain't going to be the pastor because they're going to politically manipulate that. But anyway, Lady Towns, we got to get ready to take a break. Going to get ready to open up that phone line. Loyalty, y'all. It's all about loyalty. It doesn't matter who we are.
And I might add this, Bishop, one thing about it. The churches that man has instructed, it's not the one that God has.
I agree.
And God's church. You know, it's the one that we should be, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Be more and more inquired to obey, amen, because we're living in time. You know, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that who's Jesus, the true living God.
That's right.
And the truth is we ought to be more concerned about him today than the buildings that man had made, instructed, and called churches. And we learn that we are the church, the body. It's the church.
That's right.
We can truly know that it's about relationship with Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Instead of just the four walls and just the building itself, you know. But we know that we got to get in a relationship with him, that he will be, you know, exalted and lifted up and not ourselves. And today we know it's just so much self. And we got to get back to truly doing the thing, just like the song you were singing early, lifting up Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And glorifying him.
Yes.
Praise God. That's what it's all about.
It's all about giving God the glory. And that's the reason why I tell people all the time that, you know what, you can't wait to get the Bible class to see when loyalty will cause you to read your Bible if there ain't no Bible class. Loyalty will cause you to examine yourself when there ain't no communion. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Amen. You can't wait until communion day to examine yourself and then say a little a manipulated prayer like everything's okay. No. We've got to take account of ourselves on a day-to-day basis.
It's a scary thing.
But see, that's what loyalty does. Loyalty will make you do that. Loyalty will cause you to examine yourself on a day-to-day basis. Loyalty, watch this. If there ain't no Bible class, I'm still going to open my Bible. Why? Because I'm loyal to the things of God. Loyalty. And once we get to that level of loyalty, then you know what? It spreads in all areas of our life. I often say this, and I will not refute or digress from it. First, you make your habits. Then your habits make you. Hey, I got to take a break. Lady Townsend, anything before I take this break?
No, just loyalty.
All right, here we go.
Jesus.
All right, y'all. Hey, listen, want to let you know here's what's happening in your neighborhood. First Baptist Church Amulet, 1116 Amulet Street in Natchitoches, Louisiana, where Reverend Thomas Carter is the pastor, is inviting you today to their annual Taste of First Baptist at 5:30 p.m. If you need more information concerning this event, you can contact Sister Marie Brossette at 318-352-8931 or Sister Dorsey Polk at 318-352-3314 or any member of the First Baptist Church Amulet. There's going to have various chefs there which will be preparing dishes, and they're going to present them to you for your tasting. Also, please be reminded that there's going to be revival at the Shiloh Baptist Church. You're invited to the fall revival, which will begin Wednesday, October 19th through Friday, October 21st. Guest speakers and churches are on Wednesday, October 19th, Pastor Lloyd Antoine and the St. Luke Baptist Church of Vedrine, Louisiana. On Thursday, October the 20th, will be Pastor Vinny Silas and the Sure House Ministries of Reeves, Louisiana. I'm sorry. And on Friday, October the 21st, will be Brother Marvin Bobby James of Oakdale, Louisiana. Service time starts at 7 p.m. nightly. Also, the Shiloh Holy Baptist Church of Oakdale will be celebrating 115-year church anniversary on Sunday, October 23rd at 5 o'clock p.m. The guest speaker in church will be Pastor Jermaine Tesno and the Greater True Light Baptist Church of Eunice, Louisiana. We look to see you and help us celebrate this spiritual service. The pastor is Reverend, I believe that's Aaron Taylor, Senior of Oakdale. The church is located 701 Jackson Street in Oakdale. Also on November the 6th at 2:30 p.m., Plymouth Rock Missionary Baptist Church, located 162 Plymouth Rock Loop in Morrow, Louisiana, will be celebrating their 121st year in the community. The guest speaker for the occasion will be Reverend Jesse Dulay, pastor of the Chimneyville Baptist Church of Garland, Louisiana. The public is cordially invited to attend. Masks are required. Bishop Leon Figgins is the pastor. That's the news that we can use. And always, if you too have some church announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT, as I said before, always send them 2 weeks in advance to Attention Bishop Townsend, KAYT, 5003 Masonic Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you can fax us your information 2 weeks in advance to Attention Townsend at 318-487-0909. We'd be glad to assist you with your accomplishments that you got going on. Going to take a little break right quick. Be right back. Right after this, don't touch that dial. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
And we're back. If you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with Bishop Kenny Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend. We've been speaking about the importance of loyalty. And even when it comes to leadership, amen, leaders must be loyal. Watch this. Even to the congregation. Amen. We've got to be loyal to them. And the same thing that we put out to them, we must be reciprocated back in our lives equally as well. If I can rebuke the congregation, I can be rebuked equally as well. I remember one time that there was this apostle that I was up under, and he made some derogatory statements concerning the Bible. And when the Bible says that if you have aught against your brother, you got to go to them and them alone. And when I shared that word with him, he said, that don't apply to me. I don't have to do that. And when he said that, I said, excuse me? He said, I don't have to do that. I said, no, sir, we all got to do that. I don't know. I don't know where you get off it. But see, that's what happens when that Diotrephes spirit takes over. That's what happened when we began to have the wrong spirit or the wrong heart inside of us. What goes for one goes for all. There's no difference, y'all. God is not a respecter of person. When God told them, Lady Townsend, that nobody was to touch the Ark of the Covenant unless they were dressed a certain way because of what type of apparatus that it was. And it was full of electrical charges, and those people had to be properly grounded with the stuff that they were using. And even though Uzzah, whatever you want to call him, saw that it was about to fall, when God mandates something, he mandates it. That had nothing to do with the law. It had nothing to do with tithe and offering. There are universal laws. There are spiritual laws. There are natural laws that are in effect. And when we operate in those laws, we're going to be blessed. That's what loyalty is. When you're loyal to a law, that law is going to bless you. When you're loyal to the law of electricity, you reap the benefits of electricity. But when you violate, you become disloyal to that law, then a fire could break out. The same fire that cooks your food is now about to cook you.
Okay.
But anyway, 318-484-2500 is the number to call. If you'd like to call in, we got a few minutes. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Yes, it's important to stay loyal to the things of God. Amen. And stay loyal to the Lord, first and foremost. Amen. All right, caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello, Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred. This is Cornelius White from Alexandria, Louisiana. I listen to you every week and everything.
Sure.
I want to make a quick announcement, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have a mayoral forum at Zion Hill Baptist Church on Monday from 6 to 7. So all the mayoral candidates for Alexandria are going to be over there at Zion Hill Monday. Then Tuesday at Cochran Saunders, that's downtown Alexandria, all the mayoral candidates will be there from 6 to 7 also. But I think at Zion Hill, you'll be able to ask questions individually instead of a moderator and all like that. And also, Tuesday at Zion Hill, they're going to go through all the amendments. They're not going to tell you how to vote. They're going to explain the amendments, because sometimes if you vote yes, it means no. And sometimes if you vote no, it means yes. So they're going to explain all the amendments we have to vote for in the election. So I hope a lot of people will participate at Zion Hill and Cochran Saunders.
And what dates are those again, Brother Cornelius?
Okay. Monday, Zion Hill, all the mayoral candidates will be there at Zion Hill from 6 p.m. to 7.
So that's the 17th. Then, that's the 17th.
Okay.
And then you said on Tuesday they're going to be there for the amendment.
For the amendments at Zion Hill.
Okay, so what time? Yeah. What time?
6 also. So it's going to be running. So you got to choose whether you want to listen to the amendments, which Tuesday I'll have to listen to the amendments.
I see.
But at Cochran Saunders downtown in Alexandria, they're going to have a mayoral forum, but it's just going to be the media to ask the questions from 6 to 7 also.
I see. Okay.
That's on Tuesday.
Okay.
The Cochran Saunders thing, yes.
Yes, sir.
But I want to ask for prayers for our police officers and stuff, because they're coming under attack. I want prayers for a young lady called Miss L and Miss T. I don't want to give their names out because I haven't given permission to give their names out. But they've been helping me and stuff. And like you were saying, the prodigal son, what a story. And I think we've all been prodigal sons and daughters at one time, Bishop Townsend. And it's only the prayers of our parents and grandparents that kept us going and stuff. I know you said your mother was a mighty prayer warrior, you know, praying over you and everything. And I know you pray over your kids and your grandkids. I don't know if you have any great-grandkids yet, but anyway. We're just in the end times, I believe, Bishop. And
yes, sir.
People just need to be ready.
Yes, sir.
The church is going to be persecuted.
Yes, sir.
There's no way to do nothing out of this. The
yes,
devil
sir.
Has the wrath for us, but God has the wrath for him.
Yes, yes.
So just people need to get ready.
Yes, sir.
And stuff.
Well, we appreciate
you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, my brother.
And Minister Morgan.
Yes,
bye
sir.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. Hey, listen, you can call in 318-484-2500. Amen. Thank you, Brother Cornelius. Amen. He's a community newsman. I think I just need to give him a job being in news, and he could go around there and get some newsworthy articles. But well, he didn't got a little too old now. He can't do that. So, but anyway, y'all, that's what it's all about. 318-484-2500. Facebook, you can call, too, if you'd like. 318-484-2500. Amen. Yes, loyalty is the thing. Even when it comes to mayoral elections and stuff like that, people reverence loyalty. Amen. When people see how loyal that you are, I think there was even a segment, and right now it's kind of because of the time, I ain't got much time, so my brain kind of gets scrambled at the end, but there was a man that was coming. I think it was one of Pharaoh's sons was coming into play, and he went to some of the elders and asked them for wisdom as to what they think they should do. And they said, well, you know, when your father was here, when he was Pharaoh, whatever, a king, whatever the case may be, he said, he made the task so hard for the people. And they said, but you should lighten up. And he listened to what they had to say. But then he listened to the young men. See, that's what happens. Young people are so anxious. They're so full of something wanting to get right now, like the prodigal son. And sometimes that can even happen to us, okay? Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Bishop Townsend, that King David's son that was asking that.
Probably, but I'm thinking about something else. But thanks, though. But anyway, 318-484-2500 is the number to call if you'd like to call in. I've got about 7 minutes to call in. But I'll tell you what, yeah, it's time to get back loyal with God. Listen, this is the problem, y'all. Politicians can't fix nothing. We got to get loyal to God. I'm telling y'all don't seem to get this. Amen. You think that if we put the right man in office here and there, then the other, you know. But the truth of the matter is, yes, this is the way the world operates. But we have got to, listen here, once you get the right man in your heart, everything else is going to work out. When the Chaldeans were overtaken by Nebuchadnezzar, the Hebrew boys still had the right man in their heart. It don't matter who gets in the office. As long as you got the right man in your heart, circumstances are going to come, changes are going to come. But can I tell you something? You don't let circumstances change you. You change the circumstances. When they told Daniel, you can't pray no more, man. They thought they took prayer out of his school. They thought they did. They said you can't pray to no other God but this one. But I keep telling y'all, what's in your heart can't be taken out. They never took prayer out of school because it was only in the mouth of the people. But when it's in your heart, they couldn't take it out. Told Daniel, you can't pray to nothing else. And guess what happened? When they saw Daniel, what did they see him doing? Same thing they should have seen your children doing. Silently let their lips be moving, but no words coming out. They can't stop you from what's in your mind. But when they told Daniel not to pray to nobody else, why? He did not let politics change him. The problem is you focusing on politics. You need to focus on the word of God and what God can do. The Hebrew boys did not let politics change them. They turned around and told them, said, listen, at the sounding of the music, everybody got to bow down to this beat. You can't take the true and living God out of somebody that's really got it in them. You just can't. Why do you think in the end Jesus is going to say, many people came to me and said, he's going to say, I never knew you. Anybody can say they know you. They can say that.
That's right, Bishop.
They can say that, Lady Townsend. But let me tell you something. The Hebrew boys, listen, even though Nebuchadnezzar was a man of authority, they knew that the God that they serve had more authority than he did. And that's the problem today. We're so caught up in law enforcement. We're so caught up in this. We're caught up in that. And we're not looking. Listen, law enforcement got to look to God. Politicians got to look to God. We got to get back to God. That's the problem. We're getting back to everything else. We think that the left and the right is, and if the right did this, the left. Listen, get back to God. But I'm going to be honest with you. We're a little too far gone, Lady Townsend. Jesus got to come back now.
According to that word, it ain't going to get right.
Yeah, according to the word, it's too far gone.
They're going to be going for the left, and they're going to be going for the right. Amen, to this day over. But to those that has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, they know. Amen. Mm-hmm. They're going to be talked about. They're going to be criticized for their stance. But nevertheless, we're moving according to what the Word of God says. And that's where I want to be. In His will, 100%.
When you know the Word of the Lord, you're not going to be moved by what other people say. You're not going to be moved. I'm telling you. I understand we live in a political world. We do live in a political world. But listen, politics ain't my God. My God is over everything. And even after Daniel showed them that prayer is mightier than politics. He showed them that. The Hebrew boys showed them that prayer is mightier than politics. I think that we need to get back on a crusade and to get people to understand that if we were to ask God to be our king again, God, you be the mayor. You be the governor. You be the, you know, that's what got Israel in trouble. They wanted a God like everybody else. And so they started looking at what everybody else was doing. And that's where we are today. And once they put a man in office, that same man that they put in office, guess what he did? He turned around there and his heart became wicked. He abolished witchcraft and then ended up falling right back into witchcraft. Went to the witch of Endor after he got rid of every witch out of the land. But he knew that one was still there. Think about that. He had a hidden agenda. See, that's what happens when you stray from God. When your loyalty starts to subside, your loyalty changes, and then your agendas change. And then he goes to this witch to bring up Samuel. See what I mean? That's what happens. That's what politics does. Politics lets you maneuver to when things are to your advantage, and then when they're not to your advantage, now you got to sneak and do something else. Lady Townsend, it's rough. But we got to trust God through it all. Police got to trust God. Caller, I've got about 30 seconds.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to add to what you were talking about Jesus.
Yes.
I believe that the world has taken their eyes off of Jesus.
Yes, they have.
And fixed their eyes on what they can get.
Yes.
Right now.
That's right.
And that's what have distracted us from being loyal to the one
yes.
who gave us the breath in our body and the one who gave us the activities of our limbs. I just wanted to add that to your conversation. I do appreciate you for.
Please tell me, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to, because I appreciate you as well.
Yes, sir. This is Carl Taylor, pastor of the New Christian Life Fellowship Baptist Church.
All right. I've never spoke to you before, have I?
No, sir. Just so happened to be listening to the radio for the first time.
God bless you, Brother Carl. All right, man, I got another ministry coming on. Call us back next week. We're here every Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Bless you, sir.
God bless you. All right. Got to go, Lady Townsend.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662. 662-